This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let me switch gears, ask you about the FISA abuses. And, of course, we know that the FBI omitted a lot of information about the dossier in particular, did not tell the FISA court that the Democrats and the Hillary Clinton campaign paid for it. Here's what Attorney General Jeff Sessions told me 2 weeks ago when he joined me on this program.
Every FISA warrant based on facts submitted to that court have to be accurate. That will be investigated and looked at, and we are not going to participate as a Department of Justice in providing anything less than the proper disclosure to the court before they issue a FISA warrant.
Will we see justice here, Congressman?
I hope so. It's been a year. And, you know, this is a unique court, Maria. In most courtrooms across the country, there are two lawyers, and we rely on the adversarial system to arrive at the truth. In a FISA court, it's just the government going in front of a judge.
Right.
So there's a unique responsibility to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. This footnote alone. This footnote,
yeah,
where they go to great lengths to avoid mentioning the Democrat National Committee,
stay
is
right
dumbfounding.
There. Stay right there, Congressman.
Yes,
we'll be right back.
Well, Trey Gowdy right there laying it out. It is dumbfounding. This is what America is saying, going, wait, what are we doing here? I mean, really, are we seriously pursuing the truth on this deal, or is it just a matter of, you know, plausible deniability? You know, and God forbid that you have a contrarian view based on the information that's been turned over. And whose fault is that? You know, it's the Democrats' fault, because, of course, they're not going to come up and say, you know, we really stepped on it here. You know, and all the investigation, of course, the Mueller campaign, that's all they need to do is be exposed on this deal, because then everything unravels and it injures their entire credibility. But it's like one of those things, you know, when you are faced with these kind of situations, you can tell me now or tell me later. Kind of like the Pennzoil commercial, right? You can pay me now or pay me later. And what happens when you don't tell me now, then everything, all the information, all that you put into, now becomes questionable. Because when you tell me later, it means like, what am I supposed to throw everything out because you have violated the principles of honesty and truth? You know, and for all the money that we're spending on this, it is all running the risk right now that it's all going to be thrown out the door, or that even if they come up with some report, then guess what? We're back to a divided country once again, because you have those that want to believe that Donald Trump got elected in a contrived sort of manner. He stole the White House. He has no business, because it was the Democrats to it was to belong to them. I mean, after all, they gave us 8 just spectacular years under Barack Obama. Look what he did for this country. Not a scandal. Better off than ever. I mean, the economy right now, the reason it's doing so well, thank you, Obama, he says, is because of him. I'm sorry, I can't connect those dots. Maybe, you know, something is dysfunctional with my own perspective here, but I can't see this. I see the problems that were created, you know, healthcare, immigration. I mean, DACA, that's at the steps of Barack Obama and the Democrats, but they want to blame Trump because he picked it up and said, hey, look, we got to get these, you know, these young people out of the shadows. We got to legitimize these people that, you know, Barack Obama on his own with his pencil and his phone, you know, unilaterally acted something that he knew was illegal. And now here we are cleaning it up, and we're spending all this time and money because of what he put into motion. But nobody wants to see it that way, because they only want to see that Barack Obama didn't offer one scandal, and he did all these great things. He gave us health care, a health care system that is an absolute mess, that has us at each other's throat. This wasn't done by we the people. This was done by one president and one party. And we're paying for it. I mean, help me out here. If I'm missing something, let me know. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Jerome Corsi coming up next, right after this.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, great to have you along with us. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. I got to tell you personally, I have such high regard for Jerome, for what he has done in terms of going out there and pursuing the truth, reporting on the truth, doing all the hard work, the investigative hard work that is so necessary today, especially in this world of fake news that we're inundated with. And I appreciate his dedication to the truth. And as I mentioned, all the hard work. He worked for 12 years as a senior staff reporter for WND.com, previously WorldNet Daily, from 2004 through January 17. He is now with InfoWars. He is the Washington Bureau Chief for InfoWars with Alex Jones. And Dr. Corsi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, as always. How are you?
Bill, it's great to be back with you. Thank you.
Well, I want to talk about your new book, Killing the Deep State, reveals who really controls the U.S. and the secret plan to destroy President Trump. What your book does is it really congeals a lot of what's out there. I mean, and this is the thing that with any kind of news reporting is you get a lot of loose threads. But this is why we rely on people such as yourself, and you know, we've kind of given up a little bit on the mainstream media, because although there's still some investigative reporters, unfortunately the agenda is so driven that we're getting a biased perspective, and that's not to say we don't hold biases. I mean, we all do, but it, you know, we would hope that at the end of the day we could get to the point that where it, you know, we get true reporting and we're out of the dogmatic. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, Bill. And there's still facts that have to be contended with, and I try to start at the facts without judgment about them and see where the facts lead. And this book, Killing the Deep State, both reveals a plot that the hard left Democrats launched with operatives in the CIA, Department of Justice, the FBI, to deny Donald Trump a victory in 2016, and then if he did win, to impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
And the book goes beyond really laying out that case and explaining how, you know, the deep state really concocted what amounted to a coup d'etat plan.
Mm-hmm.
The book also shows how Donald Trump is fighting it and needs to fight it. I mean, I have spent an enormous amount of time when I was in my younger career, mm-hmm, working in public relations, how I worked my way through college, and I was trained by Edward Bernays, who was, mm-hmm, one of the, you know, most prominent creators of public relations and, mm-hmm, one of the most brilliant analysts of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And as I point out, that this Russian narrative, this Russian collusion narrative, is a propaganda attack, disinformation, because
exactly
there's no evidence that supports that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. The evidence is overwhelming that Seth Rich was the one who stole from within the Democratic National Committee and John Podesta emails.
Mm-hmm.
Even Admiral Lyons makes that in a very convincing article he just published this weekend, that case. But, you know, the problem with a propaganda attack is if you can't answer it with the truth.
Right.
So, you know, Donald Trump says there's no evidence that I colluded with Russia. Well, so Mueller and the Democrats say, we'll find it. We just haven't looked hard enough yet.
That's
we'll
right.
find
yes.
it.
Yeah, it's like global warming. You know, we just keep we'll make a case somewhere down the line. We just don't have enough time.
Yeah, the facts don't support us right now. We'll just keep looking until we can find or create facts that look like we're right. And so the way you defeat it is the way that I think Donald Trump has launched a counterattack. And you know, really, the point of killing the deep state is how we expose this corruption to the American people, this cancer, this intelligence agency-driven cancer within the government, and the corruption of our Justice Department, justice system. How we defeat it is Donald Trump has systematically pointed out the contrary evidence that undermines the Democratic Party position. In other words, it's very shocking to find out that the FBI, the Department of Justice, advanced this Fusion GPS memo written by Christopher Steele, a Brit, that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. It was opposition research. They did not tell the FISA court that the FBI and Department of Justice could not independently verify that this dossier was true in any respect.
Right.
And yet they get permission to start electronic surveillance on Donald Trump's campaign through one individual, Carter Page, who I still think was an operative of the Department of Justice and, you know, a paid undercover agent. So they start electronic surveillance on Page, and then anybody Page talks to, it'd be also under electronic surveillance.
Right.
And then that expands until you've got virtually Donald Trump's entire campaign and his transition and 6 months into the administration under NSA, CIA, Democratic-controlled Department of Justice, electronic surveillance, which I think is unconscionable.
Right. Well, not to mention unconstitutional. But, Jerome, let's go back here just a moment. The situation with the deep state, you know, we're focused on it now because Donald Trump has been a force in terms of unveiling exposure. He's been an exposing force in our government. The deep state, has it not existed, you know, for years? I mean, you could probably even, you and I have discussed this before, could even say there was a deep state around that could be associated with the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Well, I think, Bill, that was the first time we became aware as Americans that there was a shadow government. And the evidence that has come out since the JFK assassination has made it clear how the deep state works to create this official narrative, this cover story, you know, a crazy nut does the killing, Reed Lee Harvey Oswald, with a weapon that even the Italian army couldn't shoot anyone with during World War II, Reed Mannlicher Carcano rifle, and then he suddenly gets killed.
Yes, right.
And, you know, so the Patsy story, and that's the official narrative, and anybody who disagrees with it is immediately branded as a kook, a conspiracy theorist, a nutcase.
Right.
And then we find out, you know, for instance, that, yes, the CIA has been dealing drugs in the Vietnam War, and it was continuing to deal drugs, and even through Iran-Contra. I mean, what about the drugs flown into Arkansas from Colombia when Bill Clinton was governor. We find this information that is produced by credible journalists that the mainstream media ignores, but yet important scholars, Dale Peter Scott, for instance, my reference, points out this is the deep state, the shadow government at work.
Exactly. And in their wake are bodies. You mentioned Seth Rich. I mean, probably the most recent body that seems to run in the shadow of the deep state. And anything that, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know of anybody that you could meet that has bodies in their wake. And the Clinton family, it just in terms of reasonableness and consideration, Jerome, this is bizarre, isn't it?
It is, oh, very much. and demands investigation.
Well, we're talking with Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, and more from him on his new book, Killing the Deep State, reveals who really controls the U.S. and the secret plan to destroy our president, Donald Trump. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, and we're here to keep it up front and, help you remember that it is the basis of this country. And you have to understand how the Constitution, it's a war on the Constitution. It's the war on conservative thought. And I would say on the institutions that you and I grew up with, and we held dear, and they're all being challenged. And we're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi, as I mentioned, New York Times bestselling author, And we're talking about his new book, but also, you know, to the way our culture, the way our institutions are being attacked are incredible. And, of course, a recent example of this is Google. Google went after Dr. Corsi, and they canceled his channel, his YouTube channel, because what this comes down to is, you know, a violation of our First Amendment right. But this doesn't stop, you know, it doesn't stop these people and people who believe that somehow we need to have our thoughts controlled and speech controlled, you know, from operating. Dr. Corsi, tell us about what happened with YouTube.
Well, they started, you know, taking down my various videos. I had only been really posting for about 3 weeks, really doing this decoding of this intelligence agent who's surfaced, this QAnon, this Q intelligence agent. And then they just canceled my account. I found 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my Gmail no longer worked. That was linked to the Google email. And then I had to reestablish that. And then the YouTube account was canceled with no explanation, no attempt to really argue with them. And I blasted them on Twitter. I blasted Eric Schmidt and the others because there was censorship going on. And
exactly.
They had brought in the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is, you know, famous for hating everybody that in any way is conservative or libertarian. And so the next day, I guess Google didn't want to fight because I was in the process and pretty well we had taken it to the president. And I think there's going to be repercussions of this in the a demand for an Internet Bill of Rights, which I'm pushing.
Right.
We need to have the First Amendment apply to the Internet. These content giants in Silicon Valley with their hard left ownership and leadership cannot exclude, not in the United States, not while we still have the First Amendment, conservatives and libertarians from their space or participating in the dialogue. This was an attempt to get, I think Google and YouTube wanted conservatives, all the libertarians, InfoWars, off the Internet before the midterm elections.
Exactly. Yeah, this is very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, what happened here. And thank God for Dr. Corsi that he did go after him. And now Google has since reversed their position, correct?
Yes, I think Google decided it was probably better not to fight. I said, you know, Eric Schmidt, you know, who is the creator of Google largely, I said, you know, you want to rumble, let's fight. You pick your back alley, sure, pick it.
Right.
Let's get over there now, let's duke it out.
Yeah.
Let's take it into the Federal District Court right now. Let's take it into the FCC and the Federal Trade Commission, because we need an Internet Bill of Rights. And if you don't believe in that, let's duke it out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they live to come back and torment somebody else another day. They just ran up against the wrong hombre, Dr. Corsi, and you put them in their place. But, you know, the Bill of Rights will go a long way. An Internet Bill of Rights would go a long way, you know, for all of us freedom-thinking patriots that want to support free speech. I mean, this isn't, you know, for goodness sakes, this isn't Berkeley, you know.
We don't need a cultural revolution from, if the Democratic Party wants to become a socialist or European-style communist party, fine, they'll marginalize themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, don't kill the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And they're intolerant, they don't want to hear anybody's speech except their own ideological dribble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, I'm happy to debate their ideological point of view, but I'm not happy to be censored out of YouTube, which is a major megaphone on the Internet. And if Eric Schmidt thinks he can get away with that, I'm happy to expose, and I'm in the process now of exposing, every click you make goes right to the CIA, because Google was created by the CIA. It worked with Hillary's campaign,
right,
and is providing all the information the NSA has got on its PRISM system to micro-target every individual American in the country. And you might as well say Google equals CIA. That's the theme I'm now investigating. And Eric Schmidt wants to fight. Let's duke it out.
Well, back to your book, Killing the Deep State Reveals Who Really Controls the U.S., The Secret Plan to Destroy President Trump. As you laid out in our earlier segment, Jerome, you have this shadow government that has been in operation, if the truth be known. I mean, you and I just even went back to JFK. You might even say it's been going, I mean, you could probably say from day one of our history, there were antithetical forces to this great American experiment. They have laid low and they have strategically taken control of key institutions. And, man, I'm telling you, it's like we are surrounded and the lights are coming on. Thank you very much, Donald Trump. And we're seeing that we have people all dressed up like, you know, like patriots and, you know, God-fearing Americans. And these are people with an alternate agenda.
Well, this whole New World Order crowd thinking that the United States of America is a nice little transitional experiment that needs to be abandoned in favor of international control. The international bankers, I mean, we've had various bouts of it. The 1913 Woodrow Wilson was a major chapter in the internationalism.
Exactly.
You know, we have the Federal Reserve and income tax as a result of this. I think Donald Trump, given enough time, is going to attack and destroy both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Donald Trump understands that along with the underlying forces of this New World Order, you know, and it's left and right. The Bushes were much on the CIA New World Order as anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with the corporate press. It comes with the Pravda. It comes with the mainstream media that's told what to print, that lies, that covers up, won't investigate the news, won't get deep into what's truly happening. I mean, that's where, you know, I've found my career on working with Joseph Farah, working with Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We're a disruptive media because we demand the investigation produce the truth.
Right. Well, you're not beholden. You're not beholden to these entities that are controlling your career and in some cases even your life that are interested primarily in the truth, whether it's Alex or Joseph Farah. I mean, this is why even with our show, as independent as we are, you know, because I have authors that come on, Jerome, and they go, you can talk about that? And I go, well, yeah, why? What? He goes,
right, exactly.
Bill, I you don't know how many thousands of people in shows that I go to, I am told I can't talk about that. I go, well, here, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. So this is why I guess you and I have been joined at the hip almost instantly from the first time we met.
Well, that's correct. That's right, Bill. We share the same dedication to the Constitution of the United States and the values therein and to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, the mainstream media, you'll be told what your script, you'll be handed a script.
Yes.
You deviate from that, your career's over.
Right.
You know, your chain will be pulled, even on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And increasingly, they have to be fair and balanced, means we get flooded with ideologues on the left and have to, you know, basically screen out half of what Fox is showing even today.
Exactly.
The point is, this is the point of my book of the killing of the deep state, is that if we're going to recover, we need a second American Revolution, and it's in the process. And I know no one better than Donald Trump to lead it. He didn't need the job. He's a brilliant man. He's got great courage, and he's going to set us back on the path of the Constitution.
But he needs reinforcements. He needs help, Jerome. This is the thing. And whether it's so-called Republicans and independents, freedom, truly freedom-loving, truth-telling, people committed to the constitutional values of our founding fathers. We need patriots to come forth and come alongside this president. Not that he's perfect, but we can all serve a need to the ultimate end of getting this country back on track, don't you say?
Yes, in my book, Killing the Deep State, calls on patriots, anonymous patriots, people all over the nation who will rise up and defend the Republic.
Well, Dr. Corsi, we're out of time. Thank you again for the book. We appreciate it and the time on Bill Martinez Live.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information. Handle all the insurance paperwork. and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get some questions, an opinion even. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. Your opinion counts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, guess who we ran into in the frozen food aisle? You know who we're talking about here. It's National Frozen Food Month, and my favorite to run into in the frozen food aisle. Cece Carmichael joins us, classically trained chef, lifestyle expert, and TV personality, featured on the Food Network, OWN, and other networks and programs. Cece, we got to quit meeting like this.
I know. I do sleepovers in the frozen food aisle, just waiting for all the new stuff to come out.
That's it, huh? We're gonna bivouac now in the frozen food aisle, boy.
Absolutely, I have no life.
Are they gonna be talking now, Cece? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, we know America is a nation of snackers, with 91% of consumers snacking multiple times throughout the day. Snacking accounts for at least half of all eating occasions. And as the boundary between meals and snacks blur, our eating culture continues to evolve, leaving Americans to search beyond the chips for more interesting varieties of snack fare. And this is why Cece is here, because, hey, look, we're going to have more fun than you ever thought possible on the frozen food aisle, right?
Oh, my God. That was so well said. And snacking is, we're bringing snacking back. It's like, it used to be like we were all sort of like hiding in closets and, lying about our snacking, avoiding snacking. And now it feels like we're embracing it a little bit. Like you said, 91% of us are snacking multiple times during the day. And really what it comes down to, eating smaller meals throughout the day kind of provides flexibility for busy families that can't sit down but want to have healthy kind of alternatives. And even nutritionists recommend small meals throughout the day, like rather than three big ones to keep your metabolism working efficiently. I am a big advocate of it. I call myself a grazer, so I'm always kind of just like throughout the day, eat when you're hungry and not don't necessarily eat when it's like lunchtime, dinner time, breakfast time, but when you're hungry.
You know, it's all your fault, because after talking to you all these times, I find myself doing that. And also the other deal, too, I want anybody who's thinking that they're a snacking liar, you don't have to be a snacking liar anymore. It's okay. Come out. You're free, right?
We embrace you. And there's so many good. And the thing is, you know, everybody, when you think of snacking, you think chips, you think all the kind of the classic stuff. And this is what the beauty of the frozen aisle is that there is so much innovation, and brands are aligning with all the health and food trends for, you know, there's something for everyone, whether you want ethnic, low-fat, vegetarian, organic, gluten-free, and so many of them are now offering the single-serve sizes, so the portion control aspect of it is really good. So it's, you know, you can get sort of healthier stuff in here, and The sort of fallacy is that frozen food isn't real food. It is real food.
Yes.
It happens to be frozen. And half the time, like all the time, it's you know, developed and prepared by expert chefs and, you know, nutritionists and dietitians. So it's better a lot of times than what you could cook from scratch anyway. And guess what? I have some really exciting news, which is going to really make you want to camp out at the frozen food aisle. March is frozen food month. Did you know?
Yes, I did know that.
Isn't that crazy?
The thing is, you talk about everything being frozen. You know, Bradley's there in Minneapolis. I think they're still in single digits. That's all they know is frozen food. You know, it comes frozen right out of the oven. Oh, and they're in Minneapolis.
It's in your backyard.
It's so cold. Okay, let's talk about these innovations. This is what I wait for all the time. You always keep me on the edge of my seat. Okay.
I know. Well, I wish you could see what we've got on set here. But I have my sort of three categories of snack foods. It's sort of the healthy, the sweet, and the savory, or what I call, because March is also March Madness month.
Yes.
Basketball. You're going to have lots of people piling in and out of your house. But healthy, sweet, and savory. So for healthy, you know, have you ever had edamame?
Yes, absolutely.
They're so good.
Yes.
They're so good and so easy and so fast and full of fiber and protein, and it'll keep you sort of fueled until your next little snack.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potato fries, which is a healthier alternative. And I have these, you know, so many people are sort of carb phobic. I have these bib lettuce cups. They're filled with grilled chicken, which was also frozen. You heat up and put a little julienne vegetable on it, and you basically just wrap it in the lettuce leaf, and boom, you're good. You don't even need knife and fork.
Ooh,
and then my sweets, which are my favorite part, you know, we've got chocolate eclairs and cream puffs that you basically pull out of the freezer. You talk about no prep?
No way.
All you have to do is thaw them.
Oh.
You just thaw them. You just leave them out and thaw them, and then the game changer. The most dangerous game changer.
This is a drop the mic moment. Are you telling me here?
For me, because
I
am obsessed with pie, and I have no once I get a pie, I'm always evening it out. You know, it's like, oh, that's crooked. I got to even it out. So the pie, by the time you've evened,
you have to even it out.
Even it out.
Oh, Cece, we need therapy.
Oh, please.
Just eat the whole thing. What the heck? Even it out to nothing.
But now they have single serve portions of pies. So you can have people over and you can have a pie buffet and everybody gets something for everybody.
And it's all even. And it's all predetermined even.
It's all pre-cut. So there's no, I don't have to do a thing. And I can just eat it and put the rest in the freezer. And then and then we've got frozen yogurt, which is a great healthy alternative. We love ice cream. We love frozen yogurt. Put a little cookie on top. Boom, you're good to go. And then the savories. I've got my new favorite is these baked pierogies that are delicious with cheese inside.
Ooh,
we've
got
egg rolls. We've got quesadillas. We've got mini pizzas. And when I tell you about the variety and being able to, in a moment's notice, the doorbell rings. Let's say you've just bought a big flat-screen television. People are like, oh, let's go watch the game.
Yes.
Bill, and then you go, I'm ready for you, because you just pull all this stuff out of the freezer, and there's something that everybody will like, at least one of those, but mostly all of those. So it's just phenomenal, easy, convenient. I can't say enough about it.
You know, Cece, people are going to yell at me. You're going to say, look, you know, you're talking to the Mexican mensch here, and you let Cece kind of slip a little bit on her quesadilla. And
quesadilla.
I mean, it's like, you say quesadilla. And
quesadilla.
I mean, and just like that, quesadilla. You got, you know, because it's romantic. You got quesadilla.
With a quesadilla?
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
Yes.
I'll do that.
You got it. Yes, exactly.
But anyway, also, and in honor of National Frozen March of being Frozen Food Month, the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association is sponsoring a $10,000 sweepstakes.
Oh, wow.
So 500 grand prize winners. And all you have to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter to win. That's it. And then you'll have $5,000 to go buy extra freezers
and perfectly cut pies and all that.
Perfectly evened out pies.
Well, you know, this is what I love about you, because we get to have so much fun, because that's what food's all about. It is fun. And especially, you know, when you have people over, like you say, one of my favorite times of the year, March. You know, my wife knows that she has to kind of leave me alone, you know, for a couple of weeks, because I do. I get caught up in those basketball games. I love basketball.
Do you invite friends over, or you sort of like hold yourself?
Oh yeah, no, we've got the whole deal. Because you love it, because it's fun, because it's especially fun when you can share it with people. And this is the thing about, you know, about snacks and the frozen food aisle and, you know, all these new innovations that you and I keep talking about. And I love it, you know, with these new ideas, because you've always, I mean, how many new things are they coming up with? It seems like almost every week now.
I'm telling you, like, I was talking to somebody else, and it was like, you know how the new thing is cauliflower rice for all those carb phobes. It's
right.
Cauliflower rice, it looks like rice. But if you ever tried to make cauliflower rice, it's a big pain in the behoonie.
Mm-hmm.
So they now have frozen cauliflower. The industry listens to what people are eating, and that's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. All the brands are really listening. So
yes,
it really is changes weekly, and the variety, and being able to stock up and being a freezer away from either a full dinner or just inviting a bunch of people over and having a bunch of hors d'oeuvres or having a pie buffet.
Exactly. No pain in the behoonie around here, okay?
No pain in the behoonie.
That's the way we roll. Cece Carmichael is with us. Cece, again, $5,000 grand prize, their Woo! Chance to win. Where can they go for more information?
EasyHomeMeals.com.
There it is. And don't forget, this month we're celebrating. It's National Frozen Food Month. Fresh snacks in your frozen food aisle. Who would have thunk it? But Cece Carmichael, classically trained chef, lifestyle expert, TV personality, here to give us all the breaking news. Cece, thank you so much. Happy eating, huh?
Oh, yeah. So you great talking to you, as usual.
As always. Take care, Cece. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my love.
It's an amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Yeah, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes, and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My dad. Been right about.
Behind a beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bill Martinez.
The library in back of us tells about the journey of faith that my father traveled his entire life. My father preached on heaven, told millions how to find heaven. He wrote a book on heaven. And today, he's in heaven. His journey is complete.
Bill Martinez, live.
Touching moments there from the funeral of one Billy Graham, the one and only. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and it's an honor to bring on Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family. Bob, you and I talked about Dr. Graham. Of course, he didn't want to be known as Dr. Graham. It was always Billy. And you had shared with us last week the special that aired on Fox last night, and if you didn't get a chance to see it, hopefully you DVR'd it and you can watch it. One that was especially moving to you, that you saw at NRB in Nashville.
Yeah, I saw it at NRB and then taped it and watched it again last night with my wife.
Yeah.
And it just was that powerful, in my opinion. I told my wife, I said, honey, I think you would like to see that. And she definitely did. I don't know if they'll ever re-air it, but I'll tell you, if it does re-air, and for our listeners who go, I wish I'd have known, you know, I would say if you ever hear, it's called Billy Graham, An Extraordinary Journey.
Right.
Maybe it'll come out on DVD someday. I don't know. It's about 50 minutes long, I think.
Right. Well, I hope they do, in case you did miss it. Or, you know, of course, today we have on-demand television, so there's, you know, ways that you can access it. And maybe I have to talk to our good friends at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and say, look, at, you know, for the sake of, you know, people viewing that, I'm sure they will turn it into a DVD and make it available, because that's their heart. I agree. But what a touching legacy. And, you know, and the thing is about Billy Graham is that his sentiment, like many others before him who preached the gospel so fervently and honestly, it continues, doesn't it?
It does. And the thing about the special, too, it was about Billy Graham, but it really was about the gospel. I can't tell you how many times when they showed Billy preaching at a crusade, they had out of his mouth came something, and Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. And, you know, and it's like, yes, I'm so glad they got that clip, you know. He could have said something else, but of course these were people trying to also use the opportunity to get the gospel out, and I think they did it incredibly well.
Well, and like anybody of this type and position, Billy Graham has had his adversaries, and this gave them an opportunity to try to speak poorly of what Billy Graham did. But, he would accept that because he knew that his predecessor, Jesus Christ, was greatly maligned. And Jesus himself said, hey, look, if you think it's going to be easy for you, well, you know, look what they did to me, and, you know, welcome to the club. And so here we are. It's not that we expect it all to be a rose garden, because after all, you know, when it comes to people want to do what they darn well please, that is a powerful emotion, and this is really what divides us. But, you know, for those of us who are committed and believe Jesus for his word and continue to pursue it as faithfully as humanly possible, claiming no perfection, and Dr. Graham himself would be the first one, or Billy Graham would be the first one to tell you, he never claimed perfection.
No, but what a good man. And,
yeah, amen.
And great legacy, and God bless the Billy Graham ministry as they look to the future. And I'm sure he's built on a very strong foundation.
Franklin, I was going to say. Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, let's talk Oscars. Guillermo del Toro's fishy fantasy, as they said.
Yeah.
Romance, The Shape of Water, won a Best Picture at Sunday's 90th Annual Academy Awards. Also won a Best Director Prize. The film also won for score and production design. 3 Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Picked up 2 prizes for lead actress Frances McDormand and supporting actor Sam Rockwell. Gary Oldman won Best Actor playing Winston Churchill, Darkest Hour. I like that one. Allison Janney won as supporting actress in I, Tonya. And in a night of historic honors, as they report, Jordan Pele became the first African-American to win the prize for Best Original Screenplay for Get Out, and a disgusting award, and one that I think anybody of faith would say, boy, is this the warning of Deuteronomy coming back at us about celebrating evil. And that had to do with Call Me By Your Name. The screen adapter, the one who adapted the screenplay, won a statuette as well. But overall, the ratings down about 16%. You know, the celebs aren't getting it. You know, just like the NFL is not getting it, is that people don't want to hear about all the contention and the political rancor that leads to no positive end here. And, you know, they're worn out over it, not to mention the fact that they just flat out don't agree. And what the, what Hollywood is telling them is, agree or not, you know, we're going to insist on our narrative. And people are saying, okay, we're going to insist on the tune out button.
It probably gives reason for me to pitch one more time the Plugged In Movie Awards to our listeners. You know, when I see the secular world applauding what they applaud. And yes, I did like Gary Oldman winning Best Actor in Darkest Hour, but, you know, The Shape of Water, it's hard for me to even try to get behind that in any way after 5 scenes where Sally Hawkins has her clothes off, some explicit sexual scenes involving this fish creature thing. You know, you just have to think, couldn't we have culturally come up with something better that we would have applauded to be the very best picture of all of last year? In my opinion, Case for Christ was much better. Same kind of different as me.
Exactly.
Much, much better. The Greatest Showman was much, much, much better,
I thought,
than The Shape of Water. And I would love to see the day. Maybe I'm a dreamer.
No. We talked about this, huh? That a Christian movie. You know what the Sabos did with, you know, Let There Be Light. I mean, it was a great year. You know, from a family friendly side, from Christian movies, a great year for it. Speaking of 3 Billboards, and this is one of those stories that's being underreported, Bob. I don't know if you heard about it, but in Hollywood, leading up to the Oscars, there was an L.A. artist who put up 3 billboards out in L.A. And he and the three billboards said name names on stage or shut the hell up. We all knew and still no arrest. And the Oscar for the biggest pedophile goes to dot, dot, dot. Those three billboards were up for a couple of days. Of course, they did everything good to get them down as quickly as they could. But that's three billboards. Even L.A., right there, Hollywood Central, you know, can be indicted. And, you know, this was something I believe, you know, certainly should have been reported on a bigger deal. Few people heard about it. But, you know, thank you, Sabo, for having the audacity and the courage to put this up because, you know, meanwhile, you know, there were, what, 4 hours of the Oscars last night, one big love fest that, you know, you just sit there and go, hi, I mean, are we, you know, if the culture war is on, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is slipping through our fingers.
Well, and take three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri as an example of another film nominated for Best Picture. Is it really one of the best nine pictures of all last year? Now, at its heart, I have to say, yes, I kind of like the heart. Here's a woman frustrated with law enforcement who to put pressure on the local police department, talked about her daughter who was murdered and raped to try to get some action. Okay, I can get that. But how many F-bombs I had to sit through see that story.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention, and this has definitely been underreported in this film, Best Picture, really, when Woody Harrelson's character commits suicide in this film, and in a sense it's glamorized. He has cancer, and it's portrayed as him doing something heroic to help relieve his family of the pain of caring for him through cancer.
Right.
Now, what that does culturally, it puts pressure on other cancer victims to do the very same thing.
Right.
Instead of what would have been a more heroic decision is for him to say, you know, I'm going to do what I need to try to get healed. And if God doesn't heal me, you know, I'm still going to trust the Lord to take my life, and I'm not going to take my own.
Yeah.
Now, I just don't like these pro-suicide messages, and we've seen several of them in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And again, who was talking about that last night? The three billboards had a pro-suicide message.
Right,
no
exactly.
One, no one.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
And instead, like you said, Frances McDormand got Best Actress in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Bob, I've got about a minute left. Anything else on your radar here? I know we wanted to talk about some other movies.
Well, weekend, we had one new film, and that was Jennifer Lawrence's Red Sparrow. It is the number two most popular film in the nation. But I'm happy to say the good news, speaking of taking your clothes off, I said that with Sally Hawkins, which Jennifer Lawrence does quite a bit in Red Sparrow. The film cost $70 million to make and only made $17 million over the weekend. So people didn't respond.
Yeah.
There was no hunger for this Hunger Games movie per se, and for me that was a little bit of good news.
Jennifer, keep your clothes on, okay?
Please.
Yeah, yes. I mean she's going to take a year off. Supposedly she's going to enter into politics. Wants to do something about the culture. And so last time I checked, I think when you go to these political events, you have to wear clothes. So
hopefully she gets that message. So we don't know.
Surely we jest. Bob Walaszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Plugged In Department as well. PluggedIn.org?
PluggedIn.com.
.com, yes, .com. That's where you want to go.
We own .org too, but go to .com. So.
.com, it's all right there. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. Okay. Take care. God bless.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.